بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we are talking about عباد الرحمن. We are talking about the slaves of Allah سبحانه وتعالى جل جلاله. I mentioned to you yesterday the difference between a slave and a servant. All human beings are the slaves of Allah. They are not servants. They are the creatures of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Allah owns them, Allah created them, and to Allah is their return. Today I want to mention to you and remind myself and you, there are two kinds of slaves. There are obedient slaves and there are rebellious slaves. Now, about obedient slaves, the benefit of being an obedient slave is that the slave does what his master, his owner tells him to do. He does not do anything other than that. And as a consequence of that, the caring for the slave, the looking after of the slave, the protection of the slave is incumbent upon the master, upon the owner. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and the slaves who obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The one who obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Only that person will have great success, and this success is permanent success. There are two words that are used in the Quran with regard to success. One is falah, one is fawz. Both mean success, but of different kinds. Falah is success which is temporary, meaning that after that success there will be another test. For example, a student studies in school and does the matric exam. The exam at the end of the 10th grade and he passes, he is successful. But his education has not ended. He is not finally successful. He is successful, but now the next test is 2 years later, grade 12, and then he is successful, and then the next test, which is the entrance exam for the university that he is going to go, he plans to go into, and so on and so forth, and this continues throughout his life. Fawz, on the other hand, is final success after which there is no test. And that, insha'Allah al-Musta'an, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this, is Jannatul Firdausul A'la bi ghayri hisab. Once we are inside Jannah, alhamdulillah, there is no further test. At a personal level, once we have reached Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a state of Iman and Yaqeen, meaning that we have died in a state of Iman, inshallah al-musta'an, there are no tests thereafter. Death is the final test, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his help in passing that test with flying colors, so that we are finally successful. Rasulullah mentioned about this, about the position of the obedient slave. Rasulullah said that if a person says la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah, if the person accepts and says in his heart and with his tongue that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his messenger, his last and final messenger, after whom there is no messenger, then he said that then it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's responsibility to enter that person into Jannah, and Allah will do this. He also said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and this is a hadith Qudsi, that if a person prays the five Fard Salawat, the five compulsory prayers at their correct times, then Allah said that it is my responsibility to forgive this person and enter him into Jannah. What is the importance of the Fard Salah? What is the importance of Salah itself? Salah is the accepting, it is the reiteration, it is the emphasis of the covenant that we have with Allah that we are his slaves. So when we are in Salah, Salah is the essence of ubudiyat, the essence of accepting the slavery of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so therefore, when we are in Salah, when we are in sujood, when we are in sajda, this is a symbol of being a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's also the reason why sajda is haram to anyone other than Allah. Because to put yourself in somebody's power in such a way that you have no protection, your face and your hands, your feet are all on the ground and you are completely blind because your face is on the ground. To put yourself in that position to anyone other than Allah is not permissible in Islam.
And therefore, sajda is halal only to Allah and not to anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person does this sajda, when a person does the far salah at its time, he is reiterating and he's saying to his Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu, O Allah, I am your slave. And I emphasize this and I reiterate it and I state it and I bear witness to this that I am your slave and none, and the slave of none other. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when the person does that, then to forgive that person and enter him into Jannah is the responsibility of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have the situation of the obedient slaves. As I mentioned, for the obedient slave, his risk, everything is from Allah. For everyone, everything is from Allah. But for the obedient slave, alhamdulillah, he can rest content that his Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu will protect him, will not allow him to be humiliated, will not allow him to be in a state of need, will never allow him to be in a situation where he has to ask anyone else for help, because he is the one who believes that only and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is his helper, is his owner, is the one to whom he owes allegiance, and therefore he is the slave of Allah and none other. Now, the other kind of slave, the rebellious slave, the slave who does not accept that he is a slave, believe me, it doesn't change anything. I mean, if you are a slave, you are a slave. If you accept it or you don't accept it, makes no difference, because this is who you are. I am a human being, and if I say, no, I'm not a human being, I think I'm an elephant, it does not change the fact that I'm a human being. I can say whatever I want, I can believe whatever I want, I can be delusional, I can be insane, I can be crazy, I can be demented. None of that will change my reality. My reality is my reality. My reality is that I am the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if I choose to rebel, if I say, no, I'm not the slave of Allah, I'm a free man, I can do what I want, I will do what I want. If I feel like obeying Allah, I will obey Allah. If I feel like disobeying Allah, I will disobey Allah. There are some things that Allah has ordered which I don't really like, so I'm not going to obey them. We have this usual issues with regard to, for example, with our sisters, with regard to hijab. Where they feel that, well, you know, I think this is oppressive and blah, blah, whatnot. I mean, those arguments are all well known, and I'm not going to go into them. That's for the individuals to think about. But the point is, the fact remains that Allah made the hijab fard on the woman, on the Muslim woman. And therefore, if she is not going to wear it, then she is a rebellious slave. She is rebelling against the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah made fard salah. Allah made salah fard on all Muslims, and the one who does not pray is rebelling against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah made zakat fard on all those who have the material and financial means to be eligible to pay zakat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this fard on them, and if they are not going to pay, then they are being rebellious slaves. So also all the other rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made interest-based dealings haram. The one who continues to deal in interest is a rebellious slave. The Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made alcohol haram. The one who continues to drink is being a rebellious slave. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made gambling haram. And the one who continues to gamble, no matter what he gambles upon, is being a rebellious slave. And so forth. So the important thing to understand is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demands, and it is his right, that he must be obeyed completely and totally without reservation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu udkhulu fis silmi kaffa. Allah said, oh, you who believe. Remember, this ayat is focused and it is addressing the people who believe. Allah is not saying, Ya ayyuhannas. Allah is not saying, oh, people. Allah is saying, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Two things about this ayah. One is it addresses the believers, which is, alhamdulillah, you and me. And secondly, anything which begins with Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu is an order. It's a hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, Allah is ordering the believers, udkhulu fis silmi kaffa, enter into Islam completely and totally. Now, if you are already a believer, we seem to think that if my name is Abdul Rahman, if I have an Arabic name, if I have a Muslim name, so-called, and if I have been born in a Muslim family, or if I accepted Islam, then I'm a Muslim. That's it. Period. I'm inside Islam. I have entered Islam. Allah is saying, no, you haven't. You have only stated your intention. You have only mentioned that you are a Muslim, but enter into Islam fully. Udkhulu fi silmi kaffa wa la tattabi'u khutuwati shaitan. Allah said, do not follow the footsteps of shaitan. Innahu lakum adu mubin. Truly and Verily, the shaitan, the iblis, is your open and clear enemy. Now, what is the meaning of enter into Islam fully? It means what it says. It means enter into Islam fully. Follow all the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The rules are meant for our benefit. Allah is not harmed. Allah does not lose anything. If we disobey Him, the rules are made for our benefit. Allah is saying, obey them and obey them completely. But for those who don't do that, for those who indulge in selective obedience, now selective obedience is disobedience, because you are choosing to obey something, which means automatically you are choosing to disobey something. So selective obedience is disobedience. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, for those who want to do selective obedience, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْدِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْدِ. Allah is asking a rhetorical question. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah said, are you going to obey some things in the book and leave out some other things? Are you going to be selectively obedient? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if you do that, then Allah promised khizyun fil hayati dunya. Allah said, I will make your life very difficult in this world. What does it mean? It means you will get calamities, you will get bereavements, you will get accidents, you will get sickness, you will get illness, you will get financial loss, you will get all kinds of, you will get oppressive rulers, you will get all kinds of things which will make your life miserable and difficult in this world. And then Allah said, and it doesn't end with that. And He said, on the day of judgment, Yawmul Qiyamah, Yuradduna ila ashaddil adab. Allah said, on the day of judgment, you will be thrown into the worst of the punishments. Now imagine, this is being said to somebody who is obeying. After all, selective obedience, you have chosen to obey some things, but other things you are not obeying. Selective obedience is disobedience. Selective obedience is arrogance. Selective obedience is rebelliousness. Selective obedience is to deny the slavery of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, the punishment for selective obedience is so tough. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Ma'un, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يُكَذِّبُ بِالدِّينِ فَذَلِكَ الَّذِي يَدُعُ الْيَتِيمِ وَلَا يَحُدُّ عَلَىٰ تَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ أَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاعُونَ وَيَمْنَعُونَ الْمَعُونَ. We know the meaning of this surah. Please go read it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. Allah is saying, woe to those people. Those people are to be condemned. Who are they? Alladhina hum an salatihim sahun. Those who delay their salah. Now imagine, they are not people who have refused to pray. They are not people who are not praying. They are delaying their salah. What does it mean? Delaying the salah means that here is the time for obedience. Here is the hukm of Allah. Here is the order of Allah, where Allah's the caller called, hayyala salah, hayyala falah. We said, no, hold on a second. I'm doing something else. It's more important. I'll come. I'm not saying I won't pray, but not right now, right? Oh, but you see, Allah is calling you. No, we can wait. Na'udhu billah. This is the symbol of arrogance. And Allah says, I don't need your prayer. If you are not willing to pray when you are told to pray, then your prayer is worthless. It will be thrown back in your face. And you will be among those who are counted as, in the phrase, فَوَيْلُ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. Because you delayed your salah. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you, to be a slave, to be an obedient slave, is a matter of honor. And to be a rebellious slave is a dangerous thing, and it's a matter of dishonor, and it's a matter where we will open ourselves to the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we say Ibadur Rahman, I ask myself this question, do I want to be the slave of Allah? When I'm saying, do I want to be the slave, the real question should be, do I want to be an obedient slave of Allah? Because I'm already a slave, whether I like it or not. I am already a slave. The day I was born as a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter where I was born, in which family, in which religion, whatever. My fitrah, my birth is as a slave of Allah. Now, the choice I have, do I want to be an obedient slave or do I want to be a disobedient slave? I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to make the right choice, which is to be obedient slaves to Him, Jalla Jalaluhu, and to reward us for being obedient slaves and to protect us from disobedience, because disobedience harms only us. So we need protection from disobedience, and we ask Allah for this. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahmar rahim.